Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
I'm discovering that sitting in a tree 20 feet above the ground while bow hunting for deer had an unexpected side benefit. It provides unique opportunities to get up close to and have unexpected encounters with birds. Other wildlife as well, but we'll focus on the birds. A couple of weeks ago, I was delighted to be surrounded by several golden-crowned kinglets, popping from branch to branch, seeking out food on branches and leaves. I seldom get a chance to get so close to them, or even to put binoculars on them, but here I was, with them so close that I didn't even need binoculars to see their exquisite beauty. Pat, can you tell us a little bit about these birds?
Yes, the golden-crowned kinglets are pale olive above and gray below, with a black and white striped face and bright yellow-orange crown patch. They have a thin white wing bar and yellow edges to their black flight feathers. These tiny songbirds usually stay concealed high in dense trees, revealing their presence with thin, very high-pitched calls. They pluck small insects from clusters of conifer needles, often hovering briefly to reach them. In migration in winter, kinglets frequently join other insectivorous songbirds, such as warblers, in mixed flocks.
Another time I was sitting very still, again 20 feet up in a tree, when I felt something land on my head, then my shoulder. It was a black-capped chickadee, which proceeded to land on the arrow that was resting in my bow. As I held rock still for fear of disturbing it, it flew to my glove and then to my exposed wrist, where it began pulling at my wrist hairs with its beak. Having discovered I was not particularly good to eat, it moved on. But what a unique and delightful experience that was for me.
Chickadees are birds with a strong sense of curiosity and are not shy about getting close to people, even taking bird seed from our outstretched hands at times.
I frequently see wild turkeys while in this tree stand, but one late afternoon last year, I had 29 of them in the woods below my stand. After I watched them forage through the forested ground for an hour or so, evening approached, and they began to fly high up into the trees all around me, each with a great flutter of wings. I stayed very still, as all of them flew up to their roosts and began to settle for the night, totally unaware that I was there. Unfortunately, the hunting rules require that I exit my stand by 1/2 hour after sunset, so as I began to do so, they became aware of me and all flew away to a new roost further away with a great flutter of wings. I saw no deer that day, but had no regrets because I had another wonderful experience with the birds.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.